Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week. Hello, one and all. Welcome back into the Poetry Tavern. I'm your host, as always, Charlotte. And this week we're talking about poems to do with fire. Why fire? Honestly, just seemed like a really fairly common thing to write poetry about. So just lots of options out there for me to choose. And before I waffle on, let's dive straight in. So our first poem is Verses Upon the Burning of Our House by Anne Bradstreet. Here follows some verses upon the burning of our house, July 10th, 1666, copied out of a loose paper. In silent night, when rest I took, for sorrow near I did not look. Awakened was with thundering noise, a piteous shrieks of dreadful voice. That fearsome sound of fire and fire, let no man know is my desire. I starting up the light did spy, and to my God my heart did cry, to strengthen me in my distress, and not to leave me succourless. Then coming out, behold a space, the flame consumed my dwelling place, and when I could no longer look, I blessed his name that gave and took, that laid my goods now in the dust. Yes, so it was, and so 'twas just. It was his own, it was not mine. Far be it that I should repine. He might of all justly bereft, but yet sufficient for us left. When by the ruins oft I passed, my sorrowing eyes aside did cast, and here and there the places spy, where oft I sate and long did lie. Here stood that trunk and there that chest, there lay that store I counted best. My pleasant things in ashes lie, and then behold no more shall I. Under thy roof no guest shall sit, nor at thy table eat a bit. No pleasant talk shall e'er be told, nor things recounted done of old. No candles e'er shall shine in thee, nor bridegroom's voice e'er heard shall be. In silence ever shalt thou lie, adieu, adieu, all vanity. Then straight I gin my heart to chide, and did thy wealth on earth abide, didst fix thy hope on mouldering dust, the arm of flesh didst make thy trust. Raise up thy thoughts above the sky, that dunghill mists away may fly. Thou hast a house on high erect, framed by that almighty architect. With glory richly furnished, stands permanent though this be fled. It's purchased and paid for too, by him who hath enough to do. A price so vast as is unknown, yet by his gift is made thine own. There's wealth enough, I need no more. Farewell, my pelf, farewell, my store. The world no longer let me love. My hope and treasures lie above. I think what's part of the fun about this poem, or maybe what's fun isn't the right way to say it, what's interesting about this poem is that it is genuinely inspired by the burning of her home. And, like, the loss of all these things inside it. And she talks in the poem about, like, why would God do this? But also, like, God gave us this whole planet. Like, it's ungrateful to be like, why would God take my house away when he gave us so much? And I think it's such an interesting take of, like that criticism. To stand outside that fire and go, God has still left me with plenty. I still have a home. I still have this earth that I live on. Just really interesting to see that portrayed in such a way. Like, this faith be challenged by a really bad event where she lost her home and all her things and all of her books burned and her bed, and to still be grateful for the things that God has given her. It just is such an interesting perspective. And also, like, it reads fairly easily for an old poem. Like, it talks about the fire being in 1666 in the little introductory. So, like, when you hear, oh, this poem's from this time period, I always, like, go, oh, it might be a little bit clunky. It might be a little bit clunky. But this one was pretty simple, fairly easy to read through, which, another aspect of it that I really enjoyed. Okay, so the next one is The Fireside by G.F. Bradby. In the ember's drowsy glow, fiery figures come and go, quivering to crimson light, now a goblin, now a knight. While the winter wind makes moan, and the clock ticks on and on, snatches of mysterious rhymes, fairy lore of nursery tomes, long imprisoned in the brain, leap to life and sing again. Dreams forgotten with the waking, thoughts that vanished in the making, fancies, memories, and moods, crowded hours and solitudes, ancient fears and old distresses, childhood wanderings and guesses. Everything that one remembers makes a picture in the embers, grows to clearness, flickers, flashes, burns a moment, then it's ashes. So, this one is obviously about fire. I'm picturing in my head like a campfire, like a telling stories around a campfire sort of thing. And then that brings me on to the other thing this is about. It's about stories. The stories we tell each other, the stories that we forget, the nursery rhymes and the fairy tales that we don't always remember every single detail of, or the stories that we, you know, we make up in our own heads that we don't remember every aspect of, but they come alive in that moment where we're telling them to other people. Maybe we make up new details and fill up the gaps, but it is this really beautiful poem that focuses on sort of these stories as things that come about in the telling them of them, like long imprisoned in the brain, leap to life and sing again. Just this beautiful thing of stories being told between these people. I just think it's such a beautiful poem. I'm taking a lot of breaks and pauses because I don't have all the words in a normal flow of speech to explain how wonderful I think this poem is. If you ever hear me pause a lot, then I'm trying to find a word and it's not there in my brain. But I just love, like, now a goblin, now a knight. As soon as I read that, I was like, yep, this is it, this is the one, I'm doing it, this has got me hooked. Okay, so that brings us to the very end of our show. Thank you all for listening to me talk about fire, but specifically about these poems that use fire and, like, sort of have a central fire as a central theme. I had a lot of fun. So let's move on. Next week's episode is going to be about music. I think there's a lot of interesting interplay between poetry and music, and there's a lot of, like, similarities, but I think poetry about music is really interesting in a way that is just, like, two cogs clicking against each other, if that makes any sense at all. But anyway, that's what's going on next week. See you there.